For many years, we've been discussing things like flying cars, floating furniture, and even floating buildings. But what if I told you that the idea of anti-gravity isn't just some science fiction, but is a real and fascinating concept in physics, something that physicists are actually currently researching? So, what is anti-gravity, and when will we finally achieve it? Let's find out. Please, Mr. Music, give me some of that science fiction movie woo-woo music. Thanks. Imagine being able to fly to work or travel to other planets without feeling the effects of gravity. A world where you could levitate and make your household items defy the pull of gravity and float weightlessly in the air. Now, you might think, I don't have to imagine. I know that astronauts live this way in Earth orbit. Duh. But it's not exactly the same. What astronauts experience in space is called zero or microgravity. It's a real phenomenon that we can actually experience. In zero gravity, objects are weightless and float because there's nothing pulling them down to the ground. However, anti-gravity is slightly different. It's not a lack of force, but a force in itself, a force that could counteract the force of gravity, essentially canceling it out. With this magical force, an object wouldn't be attracted to something massive like the Earth. It could actually repel it. This would allow objects to float freely in space or even move in the opposite direction of gravity. It sounds like something straight from science fiction, a way to defy the laws of physics and take us to the stars. From Star Wars to Star Trek, it's been a popular concept for many years. But could it be possible in real life? Is there actually a repulsive force that could counteract the effects of gravity? Scientists and philosophers have been discussing the idea of anti-gravity for centuries. However, it wasn't until the late 20th century that real progress was made in understanding the science behind it. And now, we're exploring the possibility of creating anti-gravity fields. So, let's put on our scientific thinking caps and try to understand how it works. Let's start with the beloved and famous theory of general relativity. Picture yourself playing with a trampoline surrounded by toys. You know that if you jump, it will cause a dip in the trampoline, and the toys near that dip will start rolling towards it due to gravity. That's what Einstein's theory of general relativity tells us about the fabric of space-time and gravity. But what if the trampoline could stretch in ways we never imagined? What if it could also curve or bend backwards, repelling both you and the toys around you? That's the idea behind modified theories of general relativity. Some scientists have proposed adding extra dimensions to space-time or introducing new forces that could interact with matter in unexpected ways. However, as with all scientific theories, we'll need to conduct some experiments and collect data to know for sure. Okay, now let's pretend the universe is a big room filled with furniture. Scientists have discovered a mysterious, invisible force pushing all the furniture away from each other, like a super-powered wind that makes everything float. They've named this force dark energy. According to current cosmological models, nearly 70% of the universe is made up of dark energy. And even though it's invisible, it's thought to cause the universe to expand faster and faster. Now you can see how this is kind of like the opposite of gravity, which pulls everything together. So, if it's true, it would mean that anti-gravity is a real force. Now, wouldn't that be awesome? The only thing we need to confirm is whether dark energy really exists and has such properties. Yeah, only. Finally, let's talk about the superstring theory. Okay, so imagine you have a bunch of rubber bands and you're stretching them. When you pluck one, it makes a sound, right? This is kind of like superstring theory. It says that everything in the universe is made of super tiny strings that are vibrating like those rubber bands. These strings can make the different forces of nature, like gravity, happen. And get this, some scientists believe these strings exist in extra dimensions where they might be able to cause things to float away, like anti-gravity. You could see this idea in some cool movies like The Matrix and Interstellar. Overall, superstring theory may hold the key to understanding anti-gravity, but it's still a theory and needs further exploration. However, there's still much skepticism and criticism surrounding the idea of anti-gravity. Firstly, many scientists say that anti-gravity is impossible because it violates the fundamental laws of physics. For example, the law of conservation of energy. According to this law, energy cannot be created or destroyed, only transformed. but anti-gravity would require energy to be created from nothing. So if anti-gravity is confirmed one day, it will pose a great mystery. Critics also say that there is no direct evidence for anti-gravity. Although we've made some attempts to explain it using things like dark energy, they don't provide any direct proof. This has caused a huge debate among scientists, as well as those attending Star Trek conventions. So while these theories are super fun and intriguing, they lack experimental evidence. But despite this, the idea of anti-gravity continues to capture the imagination of scientists and the public alike. Many researchers continue to work on experiments that could help us better understand this mysterious force. Whether or not anti-gravity will ever be confirmed, the journey is certainly fascinating. And if we one day confirm its existence, it'll certainly be worth it. The possibilities for technological advancements would be truly exciting. Here are a few things that could become a reality thanks to anti-gravity. First, space travel. Imagine being able to travel to the farthest reaches of the universe without the limitations of fuel or resources. This is one of the most exciting benefits of anti-gravity technology. It would allow us to explore space like never before. We could create things like anti-gravity propulsion systems or sustained fields, leading to new discoveries and opportunities for exploration. Second, energy production. We could use anti-gravity to generate energy in a new and revolutionary way. For example, if we could create a containment field that could sustain an anti-gravity state, we might be able to harness the energy of Earth's rotation. Wouldn't that be awesome? Thirdly, new materials and inventions. Thanks to anti-gravity, we could develop new materials that are lighter and stronger than anything we have today. This could have an enormous impact on many industries, from construction to transportation to aerospace. It would also allow us to use space in ways that were previously impossible. For example, we could create space elevators, similar to those in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Wouldn't it be cool to travel in a glass elevator instead of a plane or rocket? Heck, for me, anti-gravity would make it a lot easier for me to haul out the garbage in recycling bins every Monday before pickup. Unloading the car with groceries would be a snap. And if you wanted to retrofit your house for earthquakes, lifting your house up to get underneath will be a whole lot easier with anti-gravity. These are just a few of the many exciting possibilities that would come with a better understanding of anti-gravity. Even though it has not yet been proven, it's always exciting to imagine what the future might hold. Overall, anti-gravity technology has the potential to change our world in profound and exciting ways. And while it may still seem like science fiction, who knows what we might discover in the years to come? And so, wait for it. That's the gravity of the situation. That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.